Human beings are among the most recent creatures to appear on Earth. Scientists, called archaeologists, have found bones where humans once lived. One such scientist, Dr. Louis Leakey, discovered in Africa the skull of what may be man's oldest forerunner. Actually, human remains have been uncovered throughout Africa and Asia. The brown dots show where early African man lived. The green dots, Java man. And the yellow dots, Peking man. In Western Europe, the red dots represent Neanderthal man, and the white dots, Cro-Magnon man, two important types of old Stone Age human beings. Scholars divide the story of human progress into several stages. During the Stone Age, human beings first formed families, then larger families called clans, and finally groups of clans called tribes. Later, tribes became ancient nations like Egypt and Mesopotamia. Scholars label Greece and Rome as the classical nations whose cultures formed the basis of the Western Christian world. The period of human progress from about 1 million BC to about 3000 BC is called the Stone Age because early weapons and tools were made chiefly of stone. The Dawn Stone Age was the first phase of the Stone Age. Many scientists believe that this is what Dawn Stone Age man looked like. He used rocks and stones as weapons and tools. To be safe from wild animals, early families may have lived in trees. Some animals, such as wolves and giant cave bears, could not easily reach these heights. Eventually, Dawn Stone Age people discovered that fire could be used to scare away dangerous animals. The first foods early families may have eaten were fruits, nuts, mosses, insects, fish, and birds' eggs. Later, men killed animals with rocks and clubs to use the meat for food and the skins for clothing. In northern regions, glaciers drove out or killed many animals, so people suffered from hunger and cold. Thus, families were forced to migrate southward. Three times, over a period of thousands of years, glaciers extended over parts of Europe and Asia. Each time, families traveled south. When the glaciers receded, many groups returned north over these same routes. By the time the last glaciers receded, human beings had learned to survive in northern regions. The glacial retreat marked the end of the Dawn Stone Age and the beginning of a new period, the Old Stone Age. The first type of Old Stone Age man to survive the glaciers in northern Europe was Neanderthal man. For greater safety, Old Stone Age families formed larger families, or clans. Scientists believe that clan members learned to communicate by attaching meanings to sounds. These people wore clothing made of animal skins to cover much of their bodies. Through the exchange of ideas, crude tools and weapons were developed. For example, the fist hatchet and the wooden spear aided Neanderthal man's progress as worker and hunter. By this time, human beings had learned to control fire, and now food was cooked more often than eaten raw. To obtain more food, men learned to cooperate with others. Because they often wanted more things than anyone alone could produce, they began to trade. Flint stone tools and weapons were sometimes exchanged for animal skins. The last of several types of European Old Stone Age men was Cro-Magnon man, who looked much like today's human beings. Cro-Magnon man was more intelligent than his ancestors and made better tools. For example, he developed the sewing needle and used bone as material for tools. When Cro-Magnon man lived in caves, he decorated his home with paintings and carvings. Sometimes he painted pictures of animals he may have seen. Pictures of bison were found in the Altamira cave in northern Spain. When Cro-Magnon man traveled to warmer climates, he built thatched dwellings. He learned many ways to start a fire, and so he became less dependent on nature. By 4500 BC, the Old Stone Age had drawn to a close, and the next stage of human development had begun, the New Stone Age. There were several main human achievements of the Old Stone Age: the discovery of fire and its uses, the invention and improvement of tools, the development of spoken language and group cooperation, and the initiation of elementary art. All of these achievements were improved upon by the people of the New Stone Age.